My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Daniel Darley, D-A-N-I-E-L, D-A-R-L-E-Y. And this dictation was done on October 25th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. However, obstructive uropathy plays a major role in the CKD secondary to BPH, period. The kidneys, the patient's kidney functions reveal a BUN of 19, from 19, a creatinine of 1.45 from 1.25, and a GFR of 49 from 58, period. The kidney functions have remained stable, though the GFR has slightly decreased, period. The patient was recently seen by Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, in September, and he recommended continuation of the tensilocin and finasteride, period. The patient's symptoms are, the patient's urinary symptoms are stable, and he has no activity in the urinary sediments. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 107 milligrams from 111 milligrams. Period. He is euvolemic and remains at the same weight of 256 pounds. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 117 over 63. Continue with the current regimen and decrease sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 36.8 and a steady weight of 256 pounds. Continue with the recommended plant-based diet. Period. Next line, BPH. As previously stated, he follows with Dr. Onyishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, and is stable right now without any lower urinary tract symptoms. Period. Next line, renal cysts, which are stable and will be monitored. Period. Next line, Parkinson's disease. Which he follows with Dr. Ramkinson, neurologist, R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-O-N. This case will be reevaluated in 4 months with laboratory workup and